Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation, this is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your boy Nate from Nate Dates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. This is your first time tuning in. Now we inspire, motivate, and impact. Welcome back, Soar Nation. What we do, we aim to release excess baggage that's built up in your marriage, in your purpose as a creative, and also on your job. And I just want to take this time to thank everyone. We have now reached 10,000 download. Listen, it's so amazing because I remember when we first started in December 6, 2018. Now look at me now. But anyway, so Soar Nation, listen, I have an awesome gentleman with me today, Mr. Bradley Henfield. Welcome to It's Your Time to Soar.
It's good to be here, man.
I got one question for you. You ready to take flight?
Yeah, man. Ready.
All right. Listen, for all of those who doesn't know who Bradley Henfield is, can you give them just a brief bio?
Well, hello, Soar Nation. My name is Bradley Henfield. I hail all the way from Grandmama. I'm a husband of one wife, three kids, two boys, one girl. I'm also a minister, a newly published author. I host an event for men. I have a mentorship for boys. And I'm working on actually starting a new group within my old primary school, my alma mater, to work with some young boys. I went to visit them one day, and I saw some things that I didn't really like.
Right.
So I decided to maybe I need to go back and help them out somewhat. So I'm looking to meet with them pretty soon and get that on the go. So that's just a little bit of a lore, yeah.
All right, so I know, you know, I've been seeing a lot of this man cave. Can you give Soar Nation what the man cave movement is all about?
Man cave is a movement for men, 18 and up. About 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it was laid upon my heart to do something for men. I've always been passionate about helping men be better.
Right.
And I was kind of contemplating whether I should do it, you know, spoke to a few people about it, prayed about it, and I got the nudge to go ahead and do it.
Right.
My very first one I held, I had Apostle Raymond Wells down.
Nice.
As the speaker. That was pretty good. The attendance wasn't what I anticipated, but nevertheless,
right.
I didn't allow that to discourage me.
No.
This year I did my second one.
Right.
The attendance was better.
Right.
I had some awesome panelists. We spoke on topics like marriage, divorce, finances, self-esteem,
right.
Stuff like that. So it was very interesting. So it's just a movement to help men be better in all aspects of their lives. Whatever you're dealing with, we try to create a safe space for men to be able to come and sit and listen, learn, share, grow, encourage, motivate, inspire one another. That's all it is.
All right, awesome, man, awesome. So, I mean, what's the reason why you think men don't support events in the same manner like how women would support events?
I think men don't support events because we don't want to take off our mask.
Mm-hmm.
We have been taught all of our lives that, you know, we got a man up.
Right.
You gotta deal with it on your own. We've basically been taught all our lives. Whenever we were boys, you were told, boys don't cry, suck it up, So we've adopted that throughout our lives. So
right.
we've learned how to deal with things on our own. I'm guilty of that.
Right. Yeah.
I've had that issue with my wife for years.
Mm-hmm.
She's been trying to get me to open up about stuff, and I'm like, I good.
Right.
And that's just the mentality that we have. We good.
Mm-hmm.
We don't feel like we need help because we can handle it.
Yeah.
So we don't need to come out to anything that's going to help us to be better.
Yeah.
So we don't support.
Yeah, you absolutely right with that, because I know from times growing up, you know if you started to cry, you know, they'll say you lied, you're a sissy, is this thing.
Exactly.
But it's human.
That's a part of us.
It's human for you to release emotion, to release these things. But they tell you, no, suck it up.
You gotta be a man.
So
I think that that's what's hurting us as men.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've suppressed our emotions.
Right.
Well, those emotions we've suppressed. A lot of men, they move off of anger.
Mm-hmm.
And malice and hatred.
Right.
And all that stuff. So we don't deal with the positive emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're faced with the negative ones. So
right.
That's what comes out, the toxic emotions come out. So that's why you don't care with them. Guys stealing, and they don't care.
Wow. And you know, just in each and every episode that I've done, the last four episodes, I've always talked about mental health. You know, I remember before time growing up, you know, you never say stuff about mental health. All they say, boy, this one crazy, this one calling
right.
lampo, this one
right.
doing this thing, this thing doing the next thing. But how important do you think it is for men to share on their heart?
I think that's one of the most important things that men should do. Because there's only so much we can take, only so much we can handle. You know, people always talk about God won't put more in you than you can bear.
Right.
And I believe that with all my heart.
Right.
But at some point, when is it too much? We carry a lot of stuff. Men, like I tell people, men are naturally carriers. So
right.
it's easy for us to carry things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of us carry things, trauma and whatever, from childhood.
Right.
We've been carrying that all of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
When is enough enough? You know, when are you going to find a safe space to be able to share exactly what you're dealing with?
Right.
And that's why we have a lot of men counting lampposts, like you said, because they
right.
just can't take it anymore.
Right.
And before they go and talk about it,
right.
they trip out.
Yeah.
So I think that that's important for us to find somewhere for us to talk. Even if you go to a therapist, you know, therapist is a taboo word for men.
Right.
But I feel like you should have a therapist.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people say, you know, if you go to church, you go to your pastor or whatever, but a lot of pastors aren't equipped to counsel
right.
For certain things.
Right.
So they can't handle it.
No.
Yes, they can handle the spiritual aspect of it,
right.
but they can't handle all of it.
No.
So find a therapist. Go to a therapist, sit down and talk. That's in confidentiality. So ain't like, you know, they going out there to talk your business. Find somebody to talk to.
Right.
Even if it's a friend, you trust this friend with your secrets or whatever it is, sit down and have a conversation. It's just a matter of getting it out. I think once we learn that, once we release it,
right.
it lifts a weight.
Mm.
Even if you haven't, if you weren't able to deal with the situation or get answers, the answers that you need,
right.
it just lifts the weight off of you.
Mm.
And that's what we need, because we're heavy with a lot of stuff.
Right.
You know, things go on in our homes, for those that are married, in our marriages, and we just suck it up, we carry it, I can just deal with this.
Mm.
Push that aside, and we can move on, we can, you know, find a way to fix it and move on.
Right.
But you're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta deal with it, we have to find somebody to talk to.
You're absolutely right. So, in your book, well, congratulations, right?
Thank you.
Congratulations, because it's a, you know, you don't see the average man or even the average behavior writing their own book or being able to accomplish it, you know,
right.
from you know from from infancy to now birth. From not really infancy, from being pregnant with a great word to now going to the process of giving birth to such an amazing book. Secrets of the Mind Cave. So what actually inspired you to write this book?
I've started about 2 years ago encouraging some men that I'm connected to.
Right.
I'm sending them encouraging words every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And a few times, some persons, they would hit me up like, you need to put this in a book, Bradley. This is
mm-hmm.
good.
Right.
I find pictures online, just scrolling through
mm-hmm.
social media, I find pictures and I'll just save it.
Right.
And so when morning time comes, I'll go just scrolling through the pictures, and whatever sticks out to me, that's the picture I'll choose. It isn't as if I have, set pictures for certain days,
right.
set messages for certain days.
Mm-hmm.
And the messages that I send along with the pictures are basically stuff that comes from my spirit.
Right.
So I'm led by God in what to say. And in most cases, not everybody responds, but the few that do respond, most of them all the time say, this is what I needed.
Right.
So for me, if it's just one person,
mm-hmm.
mind you, there may be others
mm-hmm.
that feel the same way. They don't say anything, but
right.
if just for that one person sending that encourages me to continue to do it.
Right.
So what I decided to do was some of those same messages.
Right.
I went back, I wrote them out,
mm-hmm.
and I expanded on them.
Right.
And then there were some new ones that I added, expanded on it, and I compiled it. I was connected to a publisher, he's a friend of mine. He was like, Bradley, go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a scary journey.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid. You questioned whether or not people would purchase the book.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's going to support you, so it's been an interesting journey. So that's what motivated me to do it. Just encouraging men to be better, like I said, and the response from sending the messages.
Right.
So that's what we have.
All right. Can you share with the audience one or two of the points or the topics you share in the book?
One, I think one of my favorite ones in the book is Tool Afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, there are a lot of things that we set for ourselves, a lot of goals,
mm-hmm.
Dreams that we have.
Right.
And we allow fear to cripple us.
Right.
But we shouldn't allow fear to cripple us. I think
right.
for too long we've been taught that fear is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
But fear is actually our friend.
Right.
So you don't afraid.
Right.
No matter how you may feel about stepping out,
right.
go ahead and do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that could happen is either you will accomplish it
right.
or you won't.
Right.
And if you don't, then there's a lesson to be learned. That's the way that I look at things now. So just do it afraid. Don't allow fear to cripple you, because you probably spend the rest of your life trying to figure out, well, what if I did do it?
Right.
Why go through that?
Right.
Why put yourself in that torture? Just do it afraid anyway.
Right.
That's one of my favorite ones. And the other one, I think, says, speak your truth. Speak your truth.
Right.
A lot of us, we carry scars. We've been through things in our lives, and,
mm-hmm.
and we don't necessarily talk about it because we're ashamed.
Right.
Fear of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
People condemning us and judging us.
Mm-hmm.
But speak your truth anyway.
Right.
Whatever you went through, it's for you to help somebody else.
Right.
Somebody's waiting to hear your story.
Yeah.
So speak your truth. I mean, what can someone do once
right.
you speak your truth? They can take your story and share it how they want to share it,
right.
but you know the truth.
Right.
And those that are there to you know the truth.
Exactly.
So it shouldn't matter what
yeah.
anybody else says after you've shared your truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was just me and my wife. We just was talking the other day that the enemy he only can get on us for whatever happened in the past. He doesn't know the future.
Exactly.
So you always know when somebody was sent from the enemy, because they always talk about
your past.
The past. But if you always bring light to it, someone said on I think it was a podcast I was listening to, and they actually said that difference between a testimony and it's not a testimony, they said. There's a difference between you telling the truth and transparency is. Transparency, well, truth, that's not the truth. Truth is actually when someone asks you a question and you get an answer.
Right.
But transparency is when you share stuff about yourself without anyone even asking.
Right.
You know, and as a man, if you share more often these things that happen the enemy doesn't have anything to use against you because you are sharing everything. You know, someone said that I don't know if you ever watched the movie 8 Mile before. With Eminem. Well, to the end of the movie, it was this battle. I don't know if you know, like, how they have the rap battles where they go back and forth, right? And Eminem, it was the last battle. He was going up against the champion.
Okay.
And the champion gave him the mic first. So what Eminem did was everything that his opponent, the champion, was going to use against him, Eminem started to his own self. So basically, he was just transparent about everything. Everything that you're going to use, he used it on himself.
Right.
So when he gave him the mic, he didn't have anything to say.
Exactly.
Because he said it all.
Exactly.
You know, so I understand what you're saying when you're saying that you know, do it scared and share your story. It's for somebody. Even if it's just for one person, share.
I think we miss it because we feel like people are going to look at us differently, especially men that are maybe in a particular position.
Right.
We feel like people are not going to look up to us anymore. But I feel like people will respect you more for sharing your story. Because you realize that when you share your story, you're not the only man that's dealing with that situation.
Right.
And they realize that they are not the only person, the only male dealing with that situation. So it helps. So we need to get to that place where you share, you be transparent. I mean, you gotta be mindful of who you share your story with. You have to have discernment in that area. And then there's going to be times where there's a platform,
right,
and you're there to share.
Right.
You know, you take advantage of that opportunity because somebody needs the healing for what you've been through.
Yes.
But we just... No, I don't think it's time yet. I don't think it's time. It's so interesting.
Right.
I'll just put this in there. I was... I got connected to this guy on Instagram.
Right.
And, you know, we started talking or whatever. I've become very transparent about my relationship with my father.
Right.
So we started talking somewhat, and we exchanged contact information, and we spoke one night, and I shared with him some things, and in amazement, after I finished speaking, he was like, I deal with some of the same things.
Wow.
How did you navigate through this? And I sat there in amazement because we feel like, you know, you share and you're afraid, especially in a situation like that, because, you know, we don't know each other.
Yeah.
We don't really know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking that leap of faith,
right,
and sharing with a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt led to share with him some things, and he was like, I deal with some of the same situations. Like, how did you navigate through this? Like, how would you go about doing this? And he had questions, and I was able to answer those questions. So in sharing, we don't know, you know, some people may not, you know, publicly say, okay, yes, I'm going through this, but they may come and seek you out afterwards because they need answers. So we gotta do it. We have to be there. You know, I have the saying that, I have a shirt that says, I am my brother.
Right.
You know, and my definition behind that is, if you are my brother,
right,
and you're going through whatever, I should feel that for you.
Right.
because I got you.
Right.
I should be there for you.
Right.
So when you hurt me,
mm-hmm.
I hurt too. When you win, I celebrate you.
Right.
Because we win together. At the end of the day, when you win, I win.
Yeah.
Because you may be put in a position where you could not look out for me. So why shouldn't I celebrate you?
Exactly.
But we don't look at it like that.
No.
So, you know, I took out the keeper bar at my brother's gate. I took out the keeper bar.
Right.
Yes, I am my brother's keeper.
Right.
But I am my brother too.
Right.
Because whatever my brother's dealing with, I should be dealing with that as well.
Right.
So I should be able to help and encourage and inspire my brother. Okay, I hear for you. I can lift you out of this. I can pray you out of this.
Right.
I can encourage you out of this.
Mm.
And when you get out of that, I'm now in a better place now.
Right.
So when you sound like I won't see you looking down. I don't want to see you depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So I can do whatever my power to make sure you come from there.
Right. That's, like, trust me, that's really awesome. That's really awesome. You know, if more men and more fathers especially take on that same mantra, we'd be so much further. So let me ask you a question: spiritual leadership. How what is it, and how important it is to the home?
To the home, spiritual leadership to me is when we're talking from a male's perspective, the male has a relationship with God. There can't be any spiritual leadership. I mean, I would say that there can't be. There shouldn't be any other kind of spiritual leadership other than having a relationship with God.
Right.
Some of us are led by other spirits.
Right.
That's spiritual leadership as well. We're trying to get into all of that.
No.
But yeah, having a relationship with God, and I think that's vital for every household.
Mm-hmm.
Every household. Because we can't navigate through life without God.
Right.
You know, a lot of us, we try to do it on our own, but we're complete failures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's been proven over and over. I've walked that road where I've been failing because I've been trying to do it on my own.
Right.
You know, then you realize that, you know what, this ain't gonna work.
Mm.
You know, I need to get back to the place where I'm in communion with God so that I can be spirit led.
Right.
You know, I'm not only responsible for myself now, I'm responsible for a whole wife.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have children, I'm responsible for wife and children.
Right.
So, It's very important to have a relationship with God and to be spirit led. That's key.
Right. So how does modeling spiritual leadership look like in the home?
Modeling spiritual leadership is spending time with God, being able to not only spend time but speak into and over your family,
right?
Your wives, especially,
mm-hmm.
Your children, definitely need that covering,
right?
And they should see that modeled in the home. Let them see you pray, read your Bible,
mm-hmm.
Sit down and talk with them about having relationship with God,
right?
Talk to them about the way that they should live their lives. And they should see that in the way that you live your life.
Right.
We should not take for granted those simple things.
Mm-hmm.
As small as they are, they're huge. So we have to express that, especially to someone that's looking to us for guidance. And by that person, you know, our wives, you know, they're looking to us to show them, to lead them,
mm-hmm.
What's the next step to do?
Right.
Where are we headed as a family? What should we do in this situation? They look to us for those answers. Yes, they have a relationship with God too, and they ask Him. But they look into us to give that answer, that directive,
right.
Or that definitive answer. Because sometimes they don't know. You know, they're trying to navigate this thing just like the rest of us are. So we need to be in a position where we are able to answer those questions and show them that, okay, this is where we're headed.
Mm-hmm.
And by any means necessary, we can do our best to stick with this because, you know, we feel like this is God-led. Mm-hmm. So this is the way we're going for now.
Right.
And when that changes, then we'll adjust accordingly.
Right. All right. So for our men who are tuning in to this, whether on IGTV, YouTube, Facebook, or on the podcast, can you leave them with at least two nuggets that they can use that can possibly help them?
Two nuggets?
Yeah.
One thing I would say is if you don't have a relationship with God, find Him. We feel like we can do everything on our own because we're men. We're macho. We allow our egos to get in the way of a lot of things. But you know, we can't do it on our own. That's been tested and proven over and over and over again. If we look at stories in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
we could see where, you know, men have tried to win battles without God.
Right.
And they failed.
Right.
So nothing has changed. We can't do anything without Him. So that's one thing. Find yourself in a position where you have a relationship with God. Secondly, don't hesitate to be you. Be authentically you.
Right.
Nobody can take anything away from you. Nobody. So being authentically you, you know, that's being transparent. Sharing your story, you know, doing it afraid. Just be you. Nobody can do anything at any point. Yes, they'll try and, you know, slander and do all that stuff, but that's irrelevant. That is irrelevant. So just be you, man. Let's take the mask off.
Right.
Yeah, let's take the mask off and just be us.
Right. All right, so for persons who would want to connect with you on social media and with the Mikey movement, how would they be able to connect with you?
On Facebook, I'm on Facebook, Bradley Henfield. On Instagram, we have a Man Cave page, the Man Cave 242. You can find a lot of information on that. We're going into that season now where we're promoting Man Cave, the next one. So a lot of flyers and information will be filtered through there.
Right.
So you can find us on there. So Instagram, Bradley Henfield, and the Man Cave 242. I guess if you put in any one of those, it'll come up, the page will come up, and on Facebook, Bradley Henfield is the name.
All right. So for everyone who would want to get a copy of Secrets of the Man Cave, where can they go to get a copy?
You can go to Amazon. The book is on Amazon. You can type in Secrets of the Man Cave along with my name, Bradley Henfield, and it'll come up. And for those of you that are Nassau, I have some copies here in Nassau, so you can contact Mr. Ranger, and he can get with me, but I can give you the information. I can give you the information for my contact person here with the books. For those that may be watching from Freeport, you can hit me up, send me a WhatsApp, 442-833, and I will deliver your book to you, a signed copy of your book. That's only for those in Freeport, though. Yeah, that's basically it.
Awesome. Mr. Henfield, it was awesome to have you on the show today. Listen, Soul Nation, Bradley Henfield just gave us some value nuggets on today. Listen, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge, for sharing everything that God has imparted to you through your marriage, through your life, and through all of the experiences that you've had thus far. On this podcast, we aim to help you release excess baggage that is in your marriage, in purpose, on your job, or even as an entrepreneur that is stopping you from taking flight. If you haven't heard these words before, know that it's your time to soar.
Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.